Bill Cameron is the Dean of City Hall Reporters, connected to Chicago. It's a terrific program. 7 o'clock on Sunday evenings, in-depth interviews with the newsmakers. It's generally up online at WDLSAM.com later on Fridays. We welcome Bill to the John and Ray Gab Fest. Bill, we talked about this a couple different times yesterday morning, the fact that, and he denies any quid pro quo, but gubernatorial candidate J.B. Pritzker happened to make a $100,000 donation to the Blagojevich reelection campaign a number of years ago, and that was just before then-Governor Rod Blagojevich used $1 million of state funds as a grant to help J.B. Pritzker in his efforts, philanthropically, to build the Holocaust Museum. You've probably seen this sort of transaction a number of times over your career, haven't you?
I've covered their trials, too. Sounds like pay-to-play to me, which is a common thing in the culture of Illinois politics. I mean, I'd be surprised if it isn't pay-to-play, but it's a good cause, that is to say, not Blago, but the Holocaust Museum, and I'd be surprised if it were not pay-to-play.
Wonder what comes out. I guess Chicago Magazine is going to sit down and do a little give and take with Blagojevich. I believe the first one since he's been in the lockup. That happens Monday. So, what about this, Bill? We got this news late last night. The head of the Chicago Republican Party claiming that city officials reported 1,000 more votes cast than voters in the 2016 election. Is this kind of stuff still going on around here?
Well, of course, this is Chicago. You do anything you can to win. It's been, you know, it's under the spotlight in Chicago, but it goes on most places. Because there's so much money involved in politics, the end justifies the means is the attitude. So if you can add a few votes, you do it and hope not to get caught.
Well, actually, I want to just clarify. It was 14,000 votes they were off. And Chris Cleveland, who is the chairman of the Chicago GOP, Freedom of Information Act, he asked the Chicago Board of Elections for the results from November, and it does turn out that the discrepancy totals more than 14,000 people. So he said, quote, it's either massive fraud or massive incompetence. Now, the Chicago Board of Elections, their spokesperson, Jim Allen, he fired back that the claims are patently false and the data is not complete. So it's just essentially saying pay no attention. It's nothing more than, kind of a specious press release. But again, over your long career, I'm sure you've seen these sorts of fights previously.
In fairness, I've also seen voter rolls, which are out of date. And so you could have more voters seem to be in existence who really have not been in town for many years.
We're going to reach out to Chris Cleveland and see if we can't get him on the phone. We're talking here with Bill Cameron. The show is connected to Chicago, Sunday nights at 7. John Dempsey?
Bill, how does the latest Blago Pritzker story affect Pritzker's chances running for governor?
Well, a couple of things come to mind. This is kind of a trend in which you now have him in a relationship with Blagojevich. The first one being having been caught on tape, an FBI wiretap, trying to get Blago to line him up to be state treasurer. So being pals with Blago is never a good idea because Blagojevich turned out to be so toxic, anyone, anything he touched is poisoned. And you also have the property tax break after he pulled the toilets out of his Astor Street mansion. These are things that people will remember. And when you have an alternative like, say, a Chris Kennedy, who still is authentic and has a wonderful legacy name, the only rap on him is he can't seem to find a running mate so far. I'm a little surprised by that. Apparently, some individuals have been turning him down. But with Pritzker's money, never count that out. He's the billionaire candidate, and he's literally buying visibility all over the place.
What about Chris Kennedy? You brought him up. I mean, it seems awful quiet on his campaign front. We don't seem to hear a lot about him right now. Is that because of the running mate, or is he just not have the cash to run with JB?
Well, I'm surprised that his campaign is not more competent. He is around making appearances, but his visibility is pretty low, and he's got Bill Daley trying to raise money for him, but I guess he's having trouble raising money for Chris Kennedy. So there are surprises there. The camera does not love Chris Kennedy, but he's authentic and qualified. How about that?
Seems like those might be good attributes to have. You're running for governor. Do you have any names that you can push out to the speakers this morning of people who have turned down Chris Kennedy as a running mate?
I'm not at liberty to say. They're only rumors, and I wouldn't want to throw them out there.
Okay, and can we ask what the who will be the guest on Connected to Chicago this week?
Going to run my interview with T.O. Hardiman, one of the Democrats running for governor, who's real good at taking you inside the culture of the street violence in Chicago.
And just because we've talked about J.B. Pritzker, can I play my favorite clip from the 11 minutes that the Tribune has posted of their wiretapped phone calls? This is where Blago wants to perhaps make J.B. Pritzker the AG here. No disrespect to Lisa Madigan, obviously, but this is from a number of years ago, and he's just inquiring whether or not, by the way, Mr. Pritzker, are you in fact a lawyer?
There's an AG I can appoint, J.B.
Doing the right thing for the people.
Are you a lawyer?
Yeah.
There's an AG that I appoint.
Oh, that's it.
You see what I'm saying?
Oh, there you go.
I mean, don't rule that one out.
Almost, John Dempsey said this yesterday, almost like an afterthought.
It's an afterthought. Yeah. But hey, how about you as AG? By the way, are you a lawyer?
You're doing the right thing for the people.
Illinois politics is deeply corrupt, and that's caught on tape right there.
It's fun, though. I mean, yeah, it is corrupt, and people always they send me emails saying, you laugh too much at this, you should cry more about it, but I find it all very, very amusing.
It's farce.
Bill, can I ask one final question for Bill? Bill, now we know that Rahm is trying to get this Amazon headquarters, which could create 50,000 jobs. He's got a lot of corporate connections. Will he be able to convince Jeff Bezos to put that in Chicago?
You always got to remember with Rahm, it's all about how it looks. He may not stand a chance. We just don't know it yet, but he may make the deal. But in any case, he's enjoying the glow of being in the game, in play with Jeff Bezos to try to get this big plum. So either way it goes, he's a winner.
You wonder if they'll have a big Daily Plaza party when they make the announcement, Amazon, like Daily did with the Olympic bid that we were expecting to get.
It's going to New York.
Yeah.
Well, it would be a good thing for Chicago, obviously. And Chicago being the center of transportation hubs in the nation, it would be a good get for Bezos. But you know, this is where the corporate welfare really comes into play, and everybody else has to pick up the difference.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Bill. We'll be listening Sunday night at 7. Look for the interview a little bit later on today at WDLSAM.com. Have a terrific weekend.
You too, guys.